And how would she know? Was that Anakin speaking out of turn? Wonderful. The last thing he needed was Organa to worry about the dark side, especially when there was nothing he could do about it. It was a figure of speech, Senator. The Jedi are hardly crippled. If there is danger, I will sense it, and I will tell you. Okay, said Organa, nodding sharply. I can live with that. His lips quirking in a brief smile, he threw the ship into hyperspace. But you know, he added, standing, you really need a better reason for disliking me than the fact that I'm a politician. Disliking me just for that makes you shallow. And you're a lot of things, Master Kenobi, but shallow isn't one of them. Maybe you can think up a few more reasons while I'm getting some sleep. He raised an eyebrow. I'll do my best, Senator. I'll bet you will, Organa said with another brief, twisted smile. Then he left the cockpit, whistling a jaunty tune under his breath. Obi-Wan stared after him. This is a test, he thought. The Force is testing me. 12 years of Qui-Gon, 10 years of Anakin, and now I get him. Exhaling sharply, banishing dismay, he slid into the pilot's seat, checked the flight console to make certain every system was running smoothly, then folded himself deep within the Force to rest, and hopefully pierce the dark side's cloying veil to search for dangers as yet unannounced. 10 hours later, Organa returned to the cockpit, bringing a data pad and a preoccupied expression with him. Relieved that the man appeared to have lost interest in conversation, at least for the moment, Obi-Wan left him to his work and withdrew to the passenger compartment. Not needing more sleep, he gave himself over to a deeper force meditation than he'd been willing to undertake while on duty at the helm. Still, no hint of danger could he sense. Zagula, the Sith, remained elusive. He searched for Anakin, but beyond a vague impression of urgency, could not bring him into focus. And really, there was no point in trying. Anakin had his mission, and I have mine, he thought. As Qui-Gon had told him so many times, he had to keep his concentration on the here and now. After an hour, he stirred and checked the cabin's chrono. 6 more hours before they reached their destination. He wasn't a senator with committee work to ponder, new rules to dream up that he could ignore or circumvent when it suited him, but still, a Jedi did not lack for tasks. The passenger compartment was too small for lightsaber drills, but there was enough room, just, for him to work through his Alchaka meditations. Stripped down to his leggings, barefoot, he drove himself through the meticulous repetitions, striving for perfection of form and execution. Failing, as always, but never forgetting that the striving was all. Time slid by, sleek as cool water. Strengthened by the Force, buoyed by its constant presence, he lost himself in familiar motion, invigorated himself with physical toil. After 2 hours, he felt his edge begin to dull, felt the loss of concentration that heralded the end of effectiveness. Slick with sweat, breathing hard, he eased himself out of the Force and back to the paucity of an exterior life. As always, it took him a little time to reacquaint himself with mundane reality, where the light seemed thinner, colors dimmer, scents and sounds less vivid, less true. As always, he felt a dreadful tug of loss, leaving behind the Force-fed richness of his inner life. He availed himself of the ship's extremely small refresher, then dressed again, noting that his tunic and leggings were looking a little the worse for wear. There was a compact laundry unit, however, which was fortunate, since he hadn't brought a change of clothing with him. Presentable again, he went forward to the cockpit, where Organa was scowling at his data pad. So here's the thing, said the senator, not looking around. The argument goes, according to Raltier anyway, that because they're on the very edge of what's designated as the Core Worlds region, they shouldn't be expected to carry the same burden of Core Worlds consortium levies, because they are, in effect, the first line of defense for planets like Alderaan and Coruscant, which are closer to the center. To be precise, they think Alderaan and Coruscant, oh, and Chandra-La, should subsidize their munitions levy. Now Organa spun his chair around, datapad in one hand. What do you think? Obi-Wan smiled. I think I'm glad it's not my problem. And I think I'm starting to think you've got the right idea about politicians, Organa muttered, rubbing his eyes. Shoot me now. Before or after you've eaten, he replied. I was about to heat another meal pack. Can I do the same for you? Thanks, but I ate earlier. Organa tapped a key on the datapad and tossed it onto the console. I think I'll have a drink, though. A Black Moon ale in a glass, no ice, just a twist of Sarsata peel. You'll find that in the conservator, he added helpfully, in the jar beside the pickled rata bulbs. Treating me like a waiter, Senator. Oh, well, it was his own fault for offering. Organa's eyes were glinting. He was waiting, hoping for an offended refusal. Not a chance, Bail Organa. As you say, I'm not that stupid. He offered the man an ironical bow. Certainly, sir. Organa laughed, suspecting mockery. Okay.